Xin chào.
Chumbrep suo.
Mingalawa.
Ni hao.
Selamat siang. Sabai di tuan sao.
Assalamualaikum.
Suwadi.
Selamat pagi.
Magandang umaga.
Welcome to the Lotus Talks. Hi, let me introduce myself. I'm Granger Whitelaw, CEO of the Vietnam Group, and I host the Lotus Talks. The Lotus Talks is a show where we talk about the people and the companies that are making a difference in Vietnam and Southeast Asia, or doing good while doing well, as I like to say. It's the golden age here, and there are many exciting things happening. I hope to bring as much to you as possible. So get your coffee, sit back, and relax. And let's go! Good morning, and welcome to Monday Morning Coffee. This is Granger Whitelaw. Today, we have a really interesting guest with us. The topic for today's Monday Morning Coffee is business lunch in Vietnam. Thinking about, if I'm going to take a client out for lunch, where should I go? What kind of restaurant should I go to? What kind of food should I eat? What's protocol? What's proper? And what's the most efficient way to have a productive business lunch that makes my guest feel comfortable and to get a good yummy meal for the day, right? So today we have Caroline Nguyen as a guest. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning, Ginger, and thank you for having me for morning coffee.
Absolutely. I will have morning coffee with you anytime. So we're glad that you can make it here today.
Thank you.
Many of you may know Caroline from Foodies. Caroline is very popular on the Foodies site. She is a guest judge at many events here in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Taco event. You did the taco event?
The Burger Fest.
The Burger Fest. You were there, and you looked like you had a lot of fun at Taco Fest. Yeah, yeah. When I showed up, you were having fun. I mean, that was
like eating and just wanted to rolling back home at the end of the day.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, and then who won the Taco Fest?
The Taco Fest, we each participator won the prize. Anan won the prize.
Anan won the prize for best taco.
Actually, we have each category.
Okay, many categories.
The fusion one, the beef one, the vegetarian one. Like that, so
is Anand's Peter's place, right?
Yeah, Peter's place. It's a nice place.
I just met Peter. I hadn't been there, but I was there for for his anniversary, 10-year anniversary party. I was invited, and Brad and I and Albin and a bunch of us were there. It was a great meal. So, well, Anand is a great place that you could actually have lunch or dinner. That's a good one. But let's start with. How do you know where to go? How do you, Caroline, decide where you would recommend taking a business guest for lunch?
Normally, I will have to have the research about my guest a little bit on the internet or even on LinkedIn, because where they've been through, where they have learned or where they have traveled, so I can understand that which type of cuisine that they like, so I can narrow down where's the place I will have.
So you want to know who they are. So you go on LinkedIn if you haven't met them before. So this is a guest you haven't met.
Yeah.
And you're here and you're an expat or you're Vietnamese, it doesn't matter, entertaining a guest. Maybe go on to LinkedIn and kind of learn a little bit about them if you can, or at least know their nationality and try to think, what would they enjoy for lunch?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a good question too, because when guests visit Vietnam coming from out of the country, many times they'll look for us to say, hey, you tell me where to go, right? Where's a cool place to have Vietnamese food? Or, can I get dim sum here? And they just don't know. So they'll rely on our experience as Saigonese, right? People living in Saigon, for that guidance.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's true. It's really good that you research. And so some of the things you look at is where they're from,
where they have been study or where they have been traveled, like for business.
Study, that's a great one.
Yeah, because sometimes when you were studying in one place, because I have my friend used to learn in Georgia as a country.
Okay.
Yeah. So she liked Georgian food.
Georgian food. Now, what kind of food is Georgian food?
You know, like, what can we say? There's some specific
spices.
Yeah. Similar to salami, something like that, but okay. Only Georgian they have it. And it's really hard to find here, but sometimes she make it when she's here, so I have the chance to enjoy that.
That's cool. That's very, very, very cool. All right, well, what else? Any other kind of game changers or any things that you look at when you think about where to go to lunch with your customer or your client?
Choose the place that make them comfortable. That's one of the most important things for me. Don't choose the dish that make them feel uncomfortable. Oh, that's a funny story. I always make that like an example. Is don't put your clients to the situation like Vivian in Pretty Woman. You know that scene?
In Pretty Woman, the movie.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, you know, when she was out with
Richard Gere,
that she had like dealing with a seashell.
Oh, when she was eating escargot.
Yeah, escargot.
And it slipped out. Like slipped out. Out, right?
And she went like, ah.
Yeah, you certainly don't want to put somebody in an uncomfortable position, right? Where they have to like shell their own shellfish or things like that. And it can be uncomfortable. But, you know, funny that you bring that up. I'll tell you a story. My mother, who is one of my great mentors in life, as is your mother.
Yeah, they are our big fan.
Our like
biggest idol, right?
Oh, for sure. Certainly your mother, who I still am looking forward to meeting. So mom told me one time, she said, you know, Granger, we are negotiating this deal. It was a real estate deal. And there was 12 guys coming for lunch. And we were having it at the boardroom at the office. Now, the boardroom is a great place to have a working lunch. And I recommend that highly. A lot of people want to go out for lunch. But sometimes it's really good just to have a working lunch. Anyway, she had this big group of guys, 12 guys coming in for lunch. And she was trying to close this deal. And it was kind of tense. Everyone was kind of tense. And, you know, they've been negotiating for a while. And she said, you know what I did? I ordered ribs.
Aha.
I said, wow, why did you order ribs? She goes, Granger, I ordered ribs. Because it meant that everybody had to roll up their sleeves and eat with their fingers and wipe off the barbecue sauce off their lips, right? Yeah. And it changed the energy in the room instantly when lunch came to this really relaxed environment. Because here we're all eating ribs and, you know, we're all hungry and we have to use our hands. And it brought us all down to the same level, right? Mm-hmm. It made it human, right? Like we're all on the same playing field now. And it took off kind of the edge and it ended up being a phenomenal lunch, ended up closing the deal, and it was successful. So in response, you don't want people to feel uncomfortable, not be out of place, right? Not take them to a five-star fancy place where they may not know which fork to use and, you know, how to eat escargot properly. But certainly there are times when I think that, you know, kind of leveling the playing field and having a relaxed lunch like that is a great thing for business and can really kind of change the environment.
Yeah.
That's going on.
Yeah. Right. When it's so intense, we need some little bit of fun, right?
What do the Vietnamese do after dinner a lot? They go out
for nhau, the words in Vietnamese which can literally translate that is drunken food, something like that.
Drunken
like
food.
Yeah, like mop high by yo. When you were just like fresh off the boat, arrived to Vietnam, and you will feel a little bit like, this is new.
Right.
That's the way they enjoy and even like still deal with that. So prepare if your clients invite you to having some beer. It's normal for them.
There's a big beer, a big celebration. Yo!
Yeah,
yo!
Yeah.
I see him doing that. I don't drink, but... But anyway, and of course, drinking for lunch, I don't think is really appropriate in any context. Yeah. I don't think you should drink alcohol at lunch. I don't think it's a good signal as a business person. And I don't think it's the best thing to do. But listen, sometimes a glass of wine, hey, it's okay. Now, what kind of place? We've talked about places. Vietnamese, of course, we're here in Vietnam. There is Middle Eastern food, Asian food. There's fusion. There's all kinds of food and American food, a lot of Western type of food here as well.
Yeah. Luckily in Saigon, we have different kind. We can say that it's variety of type of cuisine. So we can choose based on our client after you do the research, right? For me, like the most common one will be the Western one and the Vietnamese one, the local one.
Mm.
So there's a bunch of places that we can mention later that I often go to those places.
Sure. But the most common, I think, I mean, Japanese, certainly. There's a lot of great Japanese restaurants here. There's Korean, there's dim sum, there's Thai food. So many different types of foods here in Vietnam and in Ho Chi Minh. It's amazing how many restaurants are opening up every day and every week. F&B is exploding here.
Yeah, it's true. Like, even in 1 month, there want to be at least 5 new restaurants.
Right.
Or eateries open.
And some of the chains are growing, right? Oot and Beacraft these chains. Coquette, right? Albin's new place,
yes.
I think, is phenomenal. I hope he opens them everywhere. It's a great restaurant.
I even can call them like an empire right now. Like, it opens so much, right?
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about some of the places. I know that people are interested to hear about the places that we are recommending, and certainly maybe more you, since you're the foodie expert, but give me some names of some Vietnamese and some other Asian restaurants that you think are great places to go for lunch.
Any place, the first thing I do recommend is if they have a private room, please book a private room, because sometimes lunch is quite noisy. Like, if you need to listen to your client more clearly like that, private room will help you a lot.
So for a working lunch, more of an intense kind of lunch, private rooms are a good idea.
Yeah.
And there are many places that you can get private rooms. So call ahead and find one. And definitely.
So for the Vietnamese, I have some is Cục Gạch Quán.
Cục Gạch Quán. Okay, where is that?
Cục Gạch Quán is, they have a plenty of address around the city, so you can check on it and find the one who closest to your place or the client where they stay.
Right. Okay, cool. And there's a lot of those places that have multiple chains around too.
Secret Garden is in the two. Yeah.
Sure, Secret Garden. Okay. Hum, that's a great.
Yeah, it's a vegetarian place. If your client is vegetarian, so is
Hum is a phenomenal restaurant. And they have Spice Bistro and D2 also with Hum. But the Hum and D1 by kind of the Viet Cong Bank down near the water, great place. They have this appetizer. They're like triangle shaped. I think, I don't know, they're made out of mushrooms or something. And you dip them into a sauce. Oh my God, they are so good. I can tell you, if you just went to Hum and ate those alone, but they have many, many varieties of food. And I'm not a vegetarian. I'm a meat lover, but I love Hum. Phenomenal choice. Yeah. I think it's a great place for a Vietnamese lunch, but also vegetarian mix.
Yeah. Like if you want to play out of the box, even your clients is not vegetarian, you can go there too. It's a nice place. Like,
absolutely,
you try new thing, right?
Yeah, Asian experience. And they're beautiful inside. The one in District 2 is indoors. They have an outdoor play area for the kids, but it's all built in wood, and it's lovely. Lovely. So where else in Vietnamese?
We also have Bếp Nhà Sư Quán. It's on Cao Vân Street in the trees, if I'm not wrong.
Okay.
And the owners was the participate in the MasterChef in Vietnam first season.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. Miss Thu Thuy. She made that place really, really nice. And I really like that place when it's come to the business.
I've never been there, but
yeah,
I will definitely be going. So other places, I think, you know, for quiet as opposed to non-quiet. Now, you know, if it's expat Americans, certainly in District 1, if you're downtown, you know, places like the Park Hyatt. The Park Hyatt has a really nice lunch.
Yeah.
And they have opera upstairs also. Stoker, which is great for steak. I love Stoker for lunch. I think it's quick. It's easy. They kind of have a a la carte kind of meal usually. For a quiet lunch, I always tease people when I tell them, I go to Nemo, which is right across the Park Hyatt. It's somewhere that I like to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the second floor. It's very quiet. They have excellent food, but it's not loud. I can have a, you know, a conversation where I can really hear somebody.
Yeah.
So that's a cool place. The Elbow Room, well, gee, you know, I'm there probably a couple times a week.
Yeah, Kristen, the food over there is wonderful.
Have you seen the desserts there?
Oh, I love his dessert. Like, I'm addicted to that. It's so, so good. It's like bring you back to America, right?
Oh, my God, like the desserts are huge. I can't even eat them. That's why I've gained. This is why I'm on my diet to lose 10 kilos right now. And my listeners out there, you can keep me honest. I'm down about 3 or 4 in the last, 10 days, right? So I'm doing pretty good. I'm going down 10, but not by eating at dessert at any of these places. So Jerome has Chan Bistro rooftop?
Yeah, Chan Bistro rooftop place.
I've never eaten there. I've gone there for events with him, but what's the food like?
The food will be a little bit more Western style.
Okay.
So, but it's make your clients comfortable in the other way too. But the view is breathtaking.
Yeah, the view is nice.
Like, even for lunch, it's like, wow.
Well, at lunchtime, you can kind of see some of the construction of the metro line, but at nighttime, it's a beautiful, beautiful
place. Yeah. That place is beautiful.
And then there's Skewers and Octo Tapas and Tongue Garden. There's so many places. And we cannot not talk about in District 2. Stoker has opened up there, but Eddie's Diner. What a place. If you want to have a burger and a milkshake or just a great meal, and they have Shelley's, which, you know, is after named after his mother, has some vegetarian food, but they have such a variety. It's 200 kind of different things on the menu. Great American food. Really good if you're looking for a fun place to have lunch. Mm-hmm. And upstairs, there are private rooms that you can use.
Yeah.
So it's very quiet. And so I highly recommend Eddie's. And of course, there's many places, Jasper's in the Loop, and many places you can go for lunch in District 2. So anyway, I think really the idea here is, like you so eloquently point out, try to know your client, right?
Yeah, try to know your client, what they like, what they, like, make them feel comfortable.
Make
so
feel
the
comfortable.
Conversation will be more smooth.
Yes.
And so to do.
Find a place where you can talk, if that's what you're looking to do. Set the environment properly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just want to go have some fun, then go to one of these, you know, different places that you can have more fun, light, airy conversation and get some good food and have a Vietnamese experience.
Yeah.
So Friday, we're going to talk about a specific restaurant or restaurant group that we recommend. And we want to thank you all. Caroline, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me today. It was fantastic.
It's such a joy to have you. You're such an energetic, wonderful person with great taste. And I'm so glad you took the time to join me today.
Thank you.
Yeah. Everybody out there, thank you for listening. Make sure you tune back in Friday to hear the restaurant or restaurant group that we picked for our profile on Friday Notes. And I hope you have a fabulous week. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and many other podcast platforms so you never miss an episode. If you want to support what we do, then share and leave a comment. You can always find us on our website at thevietnamgroup.com/thelotus, as well as our Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and just about everywhere in the world. Just search for The Vietnam Group. We post updates daily and feature The Lotus blog and podcast. Until next time, The Lotus Talks. See you soon.